You are a creature of the stars. You are perfectly unique. You are just one, and you will never repeat. You exist because of chance, and that makes you a perfect miracle, because no one has counted the failed attempts. You were born to Earth, and are chemically and biologically bound to it. There are other worlds, but very far away, and if not, then humanity, soon enough, will diverge, first into the Milky Way, and then maybe beyond. It may already be within our reach to send miniature machines to distant galaxies. There's very little to stop them when they get going in space. Earth is your world, but humanity's rules are something you are guided into. It is not a choice you make. And it is almost always with good intentions, but not always, and there is a problem. If the education of those with good intentions was limited or purposefully poisoned, then so will be their intentions. This is not a big problem. All it takes is adventures and narrated books to fix it. But it is a problem that creates cascading consequences. And they are massive, everywhere, and quite unstoppable. It is a problem complicated by poverty, as poverty tends to box people in out of fear of hunger, or homelessness, or even loneliness. In that state, they will forget about adventure. And without adventure, books will not call to them. They will not learn. This is further complicated by all the cascades of consequences and mistakes that humanity keeps on repeating. Again, all of this is fixable, but you really need to prevent it from happening in the first place. This means that education must not be limited, that it must be fact-based, functional, meaningful, and inspired. As it is today, depending on where you are born, you will be assigned a god and a country, and you will be made poor and then told to struggle in order to pursue happiness. You will be made to fear imaginary creatures, and there are many willing to make that fear real. You will discover that some people can declare war, and others will spend their lives carefully outlining what is a war crime and what isn't. But you see, war is a crime. The greatest betrayal of the younger generations, and the greatest crime against humanity. And men who want it are just as sick and blind as those who cause the need for war. As the case is with all the greatest challenges that your generations will face, war can only be prevented with an educated and wise humanity. Just like you play house when you are a baby, adults play as well. But they get their fun out of dangerous things, out of importance, and what they perceive as prestige. They play for money, to further rise above those they sentence as poor, and they play for control and meaning, things that are neither within their grasp nor within their reach. Child, there is an ancient thread that you can trust. Though it has been attacked, it can't ever be snapped apart. It starts with the early philosophers and old man Socrates himself. Courageous people who rejected religions, fantasy, divisions, and even being marked as poor, who eventually rose in time to become ladies and gentlemen, and today, dignified intellectuals and ennobled by their deeds across their history. Follow this thread to avoid all the easy mistakes. Learn from the philosophers and great beings. You are a creature of the stars. You are not owned or poor or unintelligent. You are an independent consciousness who is meant to seek and create wisdom. Today, in the absence of authentic leaders and teachers, you are tasked to become a teacher and a leader. The entire world and all of its future is asking you to grow all the way up until you become a great being and leave a lasting and meaningful legacy to change the world for the better. Afterward, you live in a beautiful age. You can easily download narrated versions of Giants of Philosophy and Story of Philosophy. But you also have a friend in artificial intelligence. Allow me to ask it a question for you, and I'll read you the answer. What was Socrates trying to do? Socrates, the classical Greek philosopher, was deeply engaged in exploring fundamental questions about human existence, ethics, and knowledge. His main focus was on how people should live their lives and what constitutes a virtuous life. Here are a few key aspects of what Socrates was trying to achieve. Pursuit of virtue and moral understanding. Socrates aimed to understand and define virtues like justice, courage, and piety. He believed that living a virtuous life was crucial for personal fulfillment and societal harmony. He often questioned people about their beliefs on these virtues to expose contradictions and encourage deeper thinking. Socratic method. Socrates developed a method of inquiry known as the Socratic method, or the dialectic, which involves asking a series of questions to stimulate critical thinking and to help individuals arrive at their own conclusions. This method is characterized by probing questions and a focus on dialogue rather than delivering direct answers. Challenging conventional wisdom. Socrates was known for questioning the established norms and beliefs of his time. He often challenged the status quo, encouraging people to think critically about accepted ideas and assumptions. Self-knowledge and intellectual humility. One of Socrates' most famous sayings is, "Know thyself." He believed that understanding oneself and acknowledging one's own ignorance were essential steps towards gaining true knowledge. He famously claimed that he knew nothing except the fact of his own ignorance, which highlights his commitment to intellectual humility. Ethical living and integrity. Socrates emphasized the importance of living a life in accordance with one's own values and principles. He believed that individuals should strive to live honestly and with integrity, even in the face of adversity. Socrates did not leave behind written works himself. Much of what we know about him comes from the writings of his students, like Plato and Xenophon. His ideas and methods had a profound influence on Western philosophy, and his approach to questioning and dialogue remains a foundational aspect of philosophical inquiry. Do not let the words Western philosophy trick you. Philosophy is not regional. There is only one philosophy. There can only be one love of wisdom.